January 12th, 2015. Our Lady comes as Mary, refuge of holy love. She says, "Praise be to Jesus." The future of your country, indeed the future of the world, depends upon each one's ability to discern good from evil. When people accept the compromise of truth as truth, the wrong people are elected to office. Unjust laws are passed, and authority is summarily abused. This sets the stage for a pharisaical spirit to take over. This is why devotion to the mournful heart of my son is timely and considerate of these times. Corrupt leadership corrupts the nation. There is no gray area between good and evil. Governments which endorse sin such as abortion, sodomy, or even birth control pull the nation apart, good versus evil. Opinions, policies, and law must be based upon the truth of God's commandments. These same commandments are the embrace of holy love. You must take seriously my call to live in the truth of holy love, which clearly defines good from evil. It is your future security. A note is given to read 1 Timothy chapter 2, 1 through 4. The synopsis: prayers, petitions, and intercessions should be offered for all men, but especially secular and religious leaders in authority. First of all, then, I urge that supplications, prayers, intercessions, and thanksgivings be made for everyone, for kings and all who are in high positions, so that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and dignity. This is right and is acceptable in the sight of God our Savior, who desires everyone to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth. Scripture verses asked to be read by Mary, refuge of holy love.